You're listening to The Daily Traditionalist with Matthew Heidmark at RadioArian.com.
Comrades, this is your host of the Daily Traditionalist, Matthew Heimbach. I'm happy to be here today. I had mentioned it a week or two ago, but during the winter season, much like a squirrel has to go and put away nuts for the winter, this is when Matthew Heimbach goes out and works overtime. So I apologize over the next couple weeks. I'm pulling down some overtime shifts at my job, and I'm going to be having my happy cast of co-hosts to be able to fill things out until we get into the new year. So I'm here today, and thank you in advance, to all my co-hosts. Yesterday, Sven and Dr. Johnson carrying things, and it's great teamwork. So everything's rolling along. But I'm here today with Matt Parrott. So Matt Parrott, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm proud that the Traditionalist Worker Party has actual workers at the leadership.
Buzzing. yeah, that whole needing to get the heating system in my trailer fixed. That's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, you can work more hours and have the money to do it, or you and your family can freeze to death and have a horrific Donner Party style thing. So I made the right decision, I think, trying to help the family, but we're here today. So
we're always one step ahead of starving here, but we got to prioritize.
Sometimes you limp. I mean, it's the thing is, bills are kind of like a zombie apocalypse, slowly coming towards you all the time, and sometimes it ends up like a 1980s movie where you trip and then you shriek for 3 minutes, and it gets closer and closer, but then you got to run, and
Speaking of shrieking and running away from things, how about that Ohio State University massacre yesterday?
Man, there's these the Wahhabis. I tell you what, these Mohammedans spend so much time just killing people. Is it bad that I'm like, I feel like I should feel bad. But, I mean, the thing about like hitting a university is like, I guarantee you, like, sit in classrooms simultaneously as you've got this Mohammedan mowing people down and hacking them up with butcher knives, talking about like moral relativism and why multiculturalism is our strength. And the people were probably running and fleeing past a billboard that says, like, Ohio State is everyone's home, because that's the stuff I had to deal with when I was at college. And we had a black-on-white crime wave at Towson back when I was there. So, I mean, I feel bad because, you could just have normal people rocking and rolling, trying to go to school, trying to make some of themselves. God bless them for that. But, like, there's a high percentage chance it was, like, people I hate who just got like a dose of reality, right? Like to their face. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but they were innocent people who were minding their own business. And we do have an increasing number of shitlords on campus. So while the professors and, everything said, there are some people I don't think we can write everybody who's near a college campus off as scum.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, and that's the thing. I mean, who knows? They could have had a budding white student union, and I mean, you're right.
We know there are shitlords at OSU. I mean,
I'm being serious. darn it, my sarcasm button is just stuck. It's stuck. I need to get some WD-40 and unstick it. I mean, you're right, and it's horrible, and it's tragic, and it's just such a bastion of, I guess that's what bothers me. It's just the place where the enemy lives, it's the place where the enemy grows, it's the place where the enemy educates the soldiers that then hit the streets and try and attack us, try and hurt us. Doesn't justify it, it's wrong, condemn it, and Trump's Muslim ban needs to get rolling, is all I'm saying.
Well, I guess I would have preferred it would have been a gay immigrant nightclub.
Yes, that was.
I'd rather not have any terrorism, but I you got to admit that it seems like the targeting is.
I absolutely did not say a single word or tweet, or when that pulse thing happened, I just nodded and was like, "Not my circus, not my monkeys." That's when your enemies want to go at it. That's time to go and do decoupage, or to just make a new pot of coffee, or sit down with a good book. You know, it really doesn't involve me.
Yeah, it doesn't involve us. So yeah, it's a bad deal, I guess.
But I mean, okay, so. Bad stuff happening at OSU. And of course, all I had to hear, they hadn't even named the race yet of the person who did it, or the background. And it was like, ran a car into someone and started attacking people with a butcher knife. And I was like, obviously that's an Anglican. That's obviously someone from the Church of England has just absolutely lost their mind and gone totally bonkers. Unfortunately, I was wrong. It was a Mohammedan. What's up with that?
Well, did you see Vice President-elect Tim Kaine's tweet where he was like, sorry to hear about that senseless gun violence at OSU. When will they stop, you know, with the guns? And the only gun violence was a high-speed cop blasting.
Abdul, I think.
Abdul, yeah. And, you know, there was no gun violence at all. The liberals just keep going back on their script, and it's not even applicable. It's just sad watching.
What we need is refugee control, not gun control.
Yeah, I want a Somali free zone.
that would make things infinitely more safe than a gun free zone.
Yeah, I'd like to see that on like a. When you're walking into a campus building, like, please leave your Somalians in the car, you know.
Well, it's hard. They're so tall and gangly. It's...
You can fit, like, five of them in your trunk.
And by not caring about college students, and somehow that's appropriate. We keep it classy here at the Traditionalist.
Well, I told you to let them out. Now I'm afraid to open it.
It's kind of like having a sack full of cobras or something. You know? Yeah. You just don't want to deal with it. Just want to ignore it. It's probably the safe thing to do.
Yeah, I mean,
can we talk about that? The fact that as a society, like, I would rather have, like, mentally challenged people with fully loaded AR-15s, rocked and ready to go.
That sounds like a typical weekend.
That actually does. That's around the compound, yeah. versus just multiculturalism. Like, one is infinitely more dangerous than the other, you know? Yeah, you might get shot in one circumstance, but, you know, I mean, remember Christian Newsom and his wife, you know, being in their homes, abducted, raped, burned, tortured, and eventually alive, having bleach and Drano and stuff poured down their throats and into every orifice to try and destroy physical evidence, and slowly suffocating and burning and dying. And by the way, I don't know why those people in the prison system didn't get the death penalty, and they should have, because it was in the South, I think, where it happened. Anyway, more on the important thing. Multiculturalism, way more dangerous, way more horrific than giving actual chimpanzees weapons.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, our people got their problems too. And you know, there are people who shoot other people. There are people right in my small town who've shot other people. Done terrible things. But it's kind of like our problems, and I'm used to them. You know, and every culture's got their taboos and their problems, right? And, like, I know there are certain people's yards you don't trespass on because they're half crazy and they'll shoot shit. You know, but the thing with multiculturalism is you've got all the world's problems. You know, I can't draw this comic. I can't greet, you know, somebody in this manner. I can't do this. It's just overwhelming. Like, supposedly we're going to get all the world's benefits from multiculturalism.
We do have shawarma and kebabs. So
kebabs.
I mean, that should be the justification. We should actually go to the hospital with all the injured students and explain to them the importance of having kebab shops really outweighs any of their physical suffering.
Well, so. I think that's Governor Kasich's official position, you know. Yeah.
I think he went to the hospital eating a kebab. I seem to recall that.
Well, I just get so furious when I like read these like saccharine like tweets and Facebook messages. I even went on to went off on John Kasich on his Facebook wall earlier today or yesterday, because you know he's like, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with the victims of this senseless attack. It's like, okay, it's not a senseless attack. It's part of a clear pattern with a clear ideological motive that's structured. That, you know, it's not just like random, right?
Yeah, they weren't triggered by they hear a certain musical tone and go out and run people down. You know, it's,
I mean, that poor woman a couple years ago in Washington, D.C., some black woman had like a seizure and started driving her car in figure eights around the Capitol building and put her kid in the car. Yeah, with her kid in the car, and she ended up getting shot. Like, that's senseless. That's, like, one of those, like, random, like, what do you do? You know?
Yeah, that's bad news bears.
Stuff happens. But they keep acting like these incidents with these refugees are just random. It's like, no, actually, Governor Kasich, if you have a program that's specifically designed to take the most troubled people from the most troubled regions in the world, and put them right nuts to butts with your children, you're going to have problems. And there's nothing random about that, you know?
I mean, after they've been radicalized, I mean, like in Somalia, Al-Shabaab, the Islamic terrorist group, basically runs like their capital, I mean, basically runs their country, but like the capital of Mogadishu, they're, you know, over the past couple of years, there's only like a few city blocks that is controlled by the so-called Somali government. And they have African peacekeepers basically making that happen. But it's like the ultimate LARP. You've got like the minister of like some province that is completely under Islamist control, but he's like the minister of it in this fake government that doesn't really exist. So we're talking about like a country that's actually run by Islamists. And like, just bring them all over. These people don't know what a light switch is, but just, and they're radical Islamic militants. Let's send them to college. That's what we need.
Well, what I hate about our refugee program
is the refugees. Well, no, that's
that too, actually. now that you mention it, it's like warlord welfare. Like, it's the consolation prize. Like, one warlord gets to take over the country, and then the other warlord is the victim, you know, of human rights abuses because he lost. So, you know, every single skirmish in the world, we take the most dangerous radicals who happen to have lost the specific conflict. So we're flooding our country with like dangerous losers.
That's basements throughout America cry out in pain. No, that's a different type of loser. The ones that eat people. The cannibal warlords of Liberia getting like General Butt Naked and General Rambo and General Mosquito, who used to like eat the hearts of children to give them magical powers because they can turn into a panther in their mind or something like that. They deserve to, but you know, yeah. What the white kid that wants to go to college, the white kid that like wants to break a cycle of poverty, screw that kid. We need General Butt Naked's kids in our schools so he can run down our students, by golly.
Now you can talk negatively about cannibalism all you want, but Marina Abramovic, she looks about 20 years younger than she is,
man. Okay, can we actually talk about Pizzagate? Because there is so much of like, they shut down the Reddit, the subreddit on it, and a lot of stuff. And the fact that this, like, homo, this absolute disgusting homo runs the pizza shop, we're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. It just sounds like a pedophile ring. That's all I'm saying. That reading the Podesta emails, I know I've got an intrinsic bias, and I believe that the Jewish oligarchs literally continue their tradition of blood libel, of kidnapping, abusing, and eating Christian children, much like trolls, essentially. Jews are, you know, the question from CNN, are Jews people? Not really.
How's that even a question?
Yeah. Not really, no. They're kind of more like evil personified with pants. That's kind of what Jews are. But can we talk about this Pizzagate thing? Because, by golly, it seems like There's some kid raping going on.
You know, I haven't kept up with that enough to know. I know some of the stuff has definitely gone overboard with the speculation, and some of the speculation has even been disproven. But there are some things that haven't been addressed with that that I would really I think should be addressed and that won't be addressed. And when you look at like the Lolita Express stuff, we have like confirmed examples of this sort of sex trafficking coming terrifyingly close to actual, you know, bases of power in the West.
Well, I mean, in Britain, they tried to shut out some MP for years. It was like, nope, basically there's these giant orgy sex parties with children and everyone's raping kids. They're like, that's crazy. And then it turned out like, you know, after everyone's dead, they would be like, oh, well, 35 years ago, they were just raping kids in the halls of Parliament. They're still doing it. This is what bonds these people together. Why can you go out in front of the news cameras and have Republicans and Democrats, for example, be at each other's throats, and then they're drinking cocktails together? Don't believe me. Go take a trip to Capitol Hill and go after a session of Congress and go to the local fancy bars. I guarantee you, I've done it myself. I guarantee you, you will find, if you look in just a few bars, some congressmen, their staffers, all these people sitting, drinking, eating together, and they're friends. There is no political division. And it's not, oh, we're in the same position, you understand my struggles. It's because they know what the other ones are up to with this mutually assured destruction in this Jewish system that includes child trafficking, child rape, actual murder, corruption, graft, everything, nepotism, anything you could possibly do to make you part of this system is just regular occurrence within our government. And we know this. And nothing has fundamentally changed in decades. And it just absolutely stupefies me that anyone thinks we could reform this system, because the system is built that even if you're good-hearted, then you're either going to be cast out and totally ignored like Ron Paul was. Again, lots of disagreements with him, but he was at least an ideologically pure congressman, one of the very few. So they're either going to ignore you, or they're going to destroy you. And that's what this system does. It is just pathologically evil.
Well, I certainly agree with that. And I mean, the thing about the Pizzagate thing, you know, with this, the Podesta email, some of our listeners are skeptics with a lot of this stuff. And I am too. Like, I'm looking at that Pizzagate, like, I'm not sure that all this stuff necessarily goes all the way as far as some of these people are suggesting. I the fact that Reddit's shutting it down, the fact that there's so much heat on it, implies there might be something, maybe not necessarily what they think there is, but there could very well be some truly nasty stuff at the bottom of this. But my big thing, right off the bat, that's confirmed beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is that the fact that Podesta is so powerful in our system, despite him being an absolute creep, an absolute weirdo, and that stuff you don't need to speculate or find code words for. All this goofy stuff about the Pope engaging with aliens and all that stuff. What kind of system do we have where somebody like that is the most powerful person in the Hillary camp?
Well, I mean, the thing about Podesta, by the way, is it confirmed that those creepy child rape like paintings and stuff, is that legit?
No, that's not legit.
See, that's why I asked, because there's a lot of misinformation going out there.
That's the kind of like degenerate artwork that like Marina Abramović and others. I mean, the Clinton Foundation donated over $10,000 to Marina Abramović's like spirit cooking necrophiliac art festival crap.
Leading the way for human rights.
That stuff about this painting has been found in John Podesta's bathroom, that is false. Somebody found some of the most despicable, and what it was is this other crazy woman who said she was found repressed memories of her childhood sexual abuse. And it's, as far as I know, completely unrelated, or at least not as related as is being, and that's the thing, is you get so much bullshit on both sides. Like, I did a reverse Google image search and found, and those paintings are terrifying.
They really, really are.
Oh my goodness. But As far as I know, there's no direct association between the Podesta campaign and those watercolor, monocolor paintings of the kids hovering over beds and stuff.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it.
The fact that that's plausible, though, in my mind, like the fact that he could have had that in his bathroom.
And would anyone really have been, like, surprised?
No.
Like, oh.
Like that pizza shop. Like, oh, that figures. Like, some degenerate faggot pizza shop that's up to all kinds of shady stuff. Like, not surprised, you know, or is it the, you know, trap door to a secret underworld of sex trafficking of children? I don't know. I don't, you know, and now that the election's kind of over, I don't much... I mean, if they can get to the bottom of it, I'm glad there are people looking into that. And, you know.
Well, I mean, we need the list. So, I mean, once we've really won, we need to know who was up to what. Just, you know, for historical purposes and such.
Well, you know, I think that we can trick them into compiling their own list. Like this Muslim registry. Now, the Muslims are going to use taqiya, but every single degenerate and Jew is going to actively sign up on that list as Muslim in a political protest. So we'll have this beautiful list that is crowdsourced from the degenerates themselves.
We're making a list. Checking it twice. Gotta find out who's naughty or nice. Yep. Right wing death squads are coming to town.
Yeah, somebody should do that.
Parody request, dear listeners. I would love Right Wing Death Squads as a new Christmas tune. That would really... really brighten my spirits with everything. On from spirit cooking, child rape, John Podesta, underground sex rings, and blood libel. Let's move to something a little friendlier.
Yeah.
Aleppo, speaking of winning, government troops have officially taken some of the northern neighborhoods in Aleppo, areas they've been blocked out of for 4 years, and the rebel commanders are retreating to lines that are more defensible. I think that means they done, son. So, Syrian Civil War, of course, we were out there at the forefront before Assad was cool in the eyes of the alt-right. Matt Parrott, Matt Heimbach, and the Churchill's Youth Network was on the street supporting Bashar al-Assad as a fellow nationalist fighting against the Jewish international system. And by golly, it's been a while. It's in the time the Civil War has been going on, I've gotten married, and I've had a kid, and now the kid can walk and talk, and I've got another kid on the way. It's been a minute in terms of this civil war, which of course not actually a civil war. It's the Jews trying to destroy Assad. But what do you feel about this, Matt Parrott? We're winning in Aleppo too. Can't stop the win.
Well, what's great about it is it just seemed like, remember when we first started protesting that, it seemed so hopeless for Assad. Yeah. And it seemed like, you know, the entire force of NATO is investing billions and billions of dollars. And who is he? What does he have? What access does he have? And then it
friendship
just seemed like
with Russia.
One thing after another, one bare thread after another he clung to. And because, you know, he held tight, and because the Syrian people believed in him and he believed in them, and because of how the world is rapidly changing, this man who we were all sure was going to go the way of Gaddafi or Hussein is prevailing. And we've got to remember that in our darkest hours. I mean, right now, with everything that's going on, it's definitely there's a positive mood throughout the movement. But you know me, I'm always a skeptic about everything, and I'm always looking...
Freaking Debbie Downer over here.
I am a Debbie Downer. look, I showed up in this movement when there was no hope. Like,
Oh, hey, can we talk about Potato Face before we go any farther?
No, oh, sure.
Because your roast, hilarious. Derek Black, absolutely despicable human being. The worst. And by the way, just on a personal level, like, I've been in this movement a long time. We have people who are jock types, nerd types and stuff. He was just an omega. He was neither alpha nor beta, but just an omega. Like, even when he was a white nationalist, I hated Derek Black. Let's talk about that. Like, if he was still a white nationalist, I would actually still hate him pathologically, because he'd be misrepresenting our movement with his stupid hat and his demeanor and his thinking he's so clever. And he's not actually that clever.
If somebody's on our side, I, you know, even if they, you know, pet me backwards, so to speak, I ain't gonna be all angry with
them. Because the thing is, when it comes to Movement Unity, I 100% support it. But he was always actively hostile to other groups and other people, and very condescending. And
condescension was just dripping.
Yeah, and classism. That we, if someone doesn't want to be a team player, we don't have to get beaten over the head and clubbed over the head because they don't want to be a team player. I think it's a big thing. But anyway, let's talk about your roast.
He posted a thing in the New York Times. He's posted a few things. That's basically his shtick now, is like posturing on his father to kind of be like, you know, I was raised by in the world of hate by my hate dad to spread hate, and now I have found the light and I am all for globalism and multiculturalism. And you know, my big thing is it's just so phony. You know, that's not how I have seen with like Bertie, George Bertie, you know, the way people who are deeply into this get out of it is not the way Derek got out of it. Derek is clearly doing a paint by the numbers sort of like POW style, like I now support the Soviet Revolution, you know, they're the true liberators. it's just so and you know, he is an academic, he is intelligent, and for him to just have this New York Times thing where he's like, you know, I used to have an ideology of hate, but now I realize that white people don't have any valid concerns, and multiculturalism is the way of truth, love, and light. Fooling with that?
Can I get into my doctorate program now? Can I?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing, is it's so clearly, and you know, part of me wonders if he's even, like, trying to pull some really clever, like, infiltrating the institution Gramsci scheme that's just really not going well.
Be a wacky turn of events, in all honesty.
You know, I would just invite any liberals who are taking him seriously to just think, like, if your politics completely flipped, would they, you know, imagine if you, as a liberal, just woke up one day and was like, 1488, Breeder. Okay, that's not how it works, you know?
He was invited to the Jewish, the Jewish center, and they had dinner. And that's what it was actually like when he wrote his initial thing, like reading American History X, it's like, I met a black guy that's nice. Obviously, my people don't exist. Like, what? You know, this entire liberal thing, like, you know, heck, at my job, like, they're blacks, Latinos, and stuff. Great people. The best people. Doesn't mean my people don't have a right to exist. I don't understand why that's been a thing, you know? Like, oh, I could appreciate, you know, I can go out to a restaurant and appreciate some other cook's food, but I like my wife's cooking the best, you know? That doesn't negate, I don't have to go home and, like, throw all the food out of the refrigerator. That's not how it works.
Even that doesn't make sense. He wasn't raised in, like, the Ozark Mountains. He was raised in Florida. So this idea that, like, well, I went to college and then met brown people and found out they have feelings and make eye contact, that doesn't make sense. Like, you know, you could almost, like, somebody raised in, like, a CI cult or something who goes out in the world and finds out that black people aren't all, like, constantly running around.
Sort of, yeah, mud beasts and such.
Yeah, maybe half the time they're doing that, and the other half the time they can be kind of fun and chill. But, you know, the whole thing's just irritating. But, you know what? He can go his own way, but as long as he keeps attacking us, we're going to attack back. If he wants to drop out of the movement and go do his own thing, that's his thing. But if he keeps trying to posture on the movement, on his family, on us as a pivot point, I'm gonna keep roasting him, because it's totally dishonorable by any moral system what he's doing here. Even if the liberals just take a second to stop being excited about stealing one of our own or whatever, and just realize like how pathetic the whole situation is. I mean, I don't know.
They're gonna have to send us an invoice when they realize that he's just totally worthless. It's almost like if you were like a Soviet officer or soldier in like April 45, it's like, swearing yourself allegiance to Adolf Hitler. Like,
timing is really bad.
Yeah, I mean, if he did this like 5 years ago, it would make a lot more sense, but we're winning everywhere. Gert Wilders, like, not as much as I disagree with his Zionism and stuff like that, is slated to look like he might be the next prime minister of his country. Like, you know, in France, we just saw that if Le Pen doesn't win, and again, Jean-Marie Le Pen is the true Le Pen. That's my position. But even the conservative who just won in the first runoff of the conservative or the Republican Party because he like said he was going to stop refugees and like immigrants. So no matter what, what country we're winning.
Even Angela Merkel is like, you know what? Maybe this like diversity multiculturalism thing has gone too far. I'm going to send some of them back.
Andrew Anglin, it was like I forget what it was like Lion Merkel lies about 100,000, you know, it was good stuff. I can't actually say.
Yeah, but even like the radical left is like, you know what, maybe we pushed this a little too hard. But, you know, Derek, he's right out there, Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins! Oh, golly. What a world. Well, it's an exciting time, Matt Parrott. I love it. We're winning. Win, 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 win. I'm going to be back tomorrow enjoying my weekend here in the middle of the week. Or beginning of the week, whatever, wherever we are right now. I have no idea where I am. When you work night shift, day is night, night is day.
My final thought is you need to go take another nap.
That is the Lord's truth. So, comrades, thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to being here tomorrow. Thank you for always being supportive, friendly, kind, and just absolutely the best people. And I'm going to look forward to being here tomorrow. People. So, have a great day, and hail victory.
Be tuned into The Daily Traditionalist with Matthew Heimbach at RadioArian.com.